New York City's child welfare system is coming under scrutiny again after 4-year-old Nadine Lockwood was found dead in a crib, apparently starved to death by her mother. The city's new commissioner for children's services, Nicholas Scapetta, described this as truly a mind-numbing crime. Scapetta was brought in to revamp the agency after the much-publicized murder last year of Elisa Izquierdo, who also died at the hands of her mother. Many critics of the agency say the death of Nadine Lockwood proves that little has changed. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
By the time emergency medical service workers arrived at the squalid apartment in Washington Heights on Saturday, 4-year-old Nadine Lockwood was already dead. She was emaciated, shrunken to the size of a 2-year-old. Investigators say the mother, 32-year-old Carla Lockwood, admitted that she did not want or love her daughter, that she hadn't fed Nadine regularly over the past year, and that she didn't seek medical help as she watched her daughter wither away to the point where she could no longer sit up. Commissioner Scapetta said, "We're all stunned at the prospect of a mother killing her own child, but to do it in this way," he added, "starving a child to death so she literally watched her child die is beyond our comprehension." Also watching were Carla Lockwood's 6 other children who lived in the apartment, ages 1 to 14. They show no apparent signs of abuse. Nadine was the throwaway baby, according to her father, who abandoned the family when Carla Lockwood was pregnant with Nadine. That singling out of one child for abuse is a pattern Leah Harrison sees often in her work as associate director of the Child Protection Center at Montefiore Hospital in the Bronx.
That is a common thread, that one child can be abused and other children are not abused. But I think maybe these kids weren't, other children weren't starved or weren't physically abused, but if we look closely, these children had to be abused emotionally to have witnessed their sister going through this. They have to have been victims.
As was the case with Elisa Izquierdo, the Lockwood family was known to child welfare workers. Nadine and one of her siblings were positive toxicology babies, born with drugs in their systems. They were allowed to remain with their mother. A caseworker also visited the apartment in May of 1995 after receiving an anonymous complaint, but the case was closed soon after. It's unclear why. In the past, caseworkers have contended they've been pressured to close cases to ease the workload. According to Charles Ensley, president of the Social Service Employees Union, Local 731, the system under Nicholas Scapetta is still in disarray, with some workers handling 30 to 35 cases at a time when child welfare groups recommend no more than 12 to 15.
The key is the workload. It has always been our position that it's impossible to hold someone accountable for casework when they're in an overworked situation like this. It's just impossible. Something is going to always fall through the crack because there's only so many hours in the day.
Marsha Robinson-Lowry, director of the national advocacy group Children's Rights Incorporated, says she's seen no evidence of the sweeping changes promised when Commissioner Scapetta took over. For example, agency files are still not computerized, so cases literally get lost in the shuffle. Lowry says the lack of follow-up on known cases of abuse is scandalous.
There are always going to be some terrible things that happen that even the best-run public agencies are not going to be able to guard against, because you can't be everywhere and know everything. But in the situations in which we already know, then that is really a terrible tragedy and a real public shame, as far as I'm concerned, that we're not acting to stop the violence that we know is very possibly going to happen.
Commissioner Scapetta has promised a full review of the case of Nadine Lockwood. Any city workers who acted improperly, he says, will be held accountable. Carla Lockwood has been charged with second-degree murder. She was taken to the hospital yesterday, reportedly from complications of an ectopic pregnancy. I'm Melissa Block in New York.